the desire. My heart.
With Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message. First John 2, 8, 9, and 11 says this, again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, but the true light now shineth. He that said he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness even until now. Verse 11, but he that hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. When you walk in darkness, you will not see, I could say, you won't see at all the right way. Because he said it would blind your eyes. Didn't it? Ain't that what the scripture say? If you walk in darkness, you're going to end up spiritually blind. In other words, you'll start living your life according to man's wisdom. And you will reject the wisdom of God. And when that happens, there's a veil of deception that goes over your eyes and over your mind that begins to control your life and begins to work a plan of destruction. Notice he talks about walking in light, walking in darkness. He that hates his brother is in darkness. So you can actually be living in darkness and walketh in darkness. That means that you're conducting all of your affairs in darkness. Your manner of living, your lifestyle is a lifestyle that manifests darkness. And know it not whether he goeth. There's confusion right there when you don't know where you go. If I turn this light off and we blocked all the room up here, and if I spin you around just about five times, you wouldn't know north, south, east from west. Would you? You wouldn't know which direction north is. And you start off saying, I'm going north. I believe I got it. I say, go south. And you turn and say, I'm going south. You ain't going south, you're going east. You get disoriented when you allow darkness to invade your life. You get disoriented. You lose your way. You get confused. You don't know what to do next. It's just like darkness just come on you. Darkness is evil. Darkness is bad. It's not God. There ain't no darkness in God at all. Let me describe to you what darkness is so we can understand this. Darkness is rebellion and disobedience. Darkness is sin and unrighteousness. Darkness is deception. Darkness is selfishness. Darkness is blindness. That means ignorance respecting divine or spiritual things combined with wickedness. That's what blindness is. Darkness is unforgiveness, strife, and hatred. Now, that's just a small list of what darkness is. So when you start walking in all of these things here, guess what? You can say, I got fellowship with God. Everybody can say, I'm in fellowship with God. I love Jesus. What about your lifestyle? What are you manifesting? Are you walking in light or are you walking in darkness? Well, let me tell you this. Darkness will always manifest itself in bondage, corruption, and lies. When you get in darkness, this is going to be the fruit. If you start living in darkness, you're going to end up in bondage. You're going to end up with a corrupt lifestyle. And you're going to be deceived. You will be deceived and deceiving others. See, that's why deception don't just work on you. Once that spirit come on you, you start deceiving other people. You start lying too. You deceive, but now you're deceiving others. Light represents obedience. See, to walk in the light means to walk in obedience. Light represents righteousness and right living. Light represents fellowship with God and man. Love. Light represents the life of God, living life to its fullest measure. Light represents revelation and understanding. Light represents love. And light will always manifest itself in freedom, holiness, truth, and revelation, understanding, insight. When you walk in the light, these are the things that are going to be working in you. See, listen at this right here. Let me give you some scriptures on it. Sin is so deceptive that men can actually fall in love with it. Its power is so strong, you can actually fall in love with sin. Jesus said this in John 3:19. This is the condemnation. That light is coming to the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. When you're walking in the darkness, when you love darkness more than light, your deeds are going to be evil. Jesus said this is the condemnation. Light is coming to the world and men love darkness rather than light. That means that men embrace darkness and rejected the light because their deeds were evil. John 8:12, this is what Jesus said. Then spake Jesus unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Now, when Jesus talked about following him, he's talking about walking in obedience. He's talking about walking in righteousness, walking in fellowship, walking in the truth, walking in the revelation, walking in love. When he talks about he that follows me, he's not just talking about you just get behind him and say, we're just going to go where he going. I'm going to still do my own thing along the way, but I'm going to be following him. There's a lot of people that want to follow Jesus, but they want to do their own thing along the way. I'm following the Lord. I see him right there, but I'm gonna slip and do this here. I got time to do this here. I'm going to do this. I'm following the Lord. I got my eyes on him there, but I think I'm going to stop and have my own way here for a little bit. No, to follow the Lord means that you're surrendered to him. That means you're submitted to him. It means that you're walking in obedience to him, that you're only doing the things that please him. You won't do nothing unless you ask him. How many of y'all following Jesus? How many of you walking in the light? John 12:35, Jesus said to them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whether he goeth. That's the same scripture again. See, Jesus said that darkness can come upon you if you're not careful. That means when the light come to you, when revelation come to you, when the understanding, when those mysteries are revealed to you, the mysteries of how to act on the word of God are revealed to you, you have a responsibility to follow that and to begin to do it. Otherwise, darkness is going to come upon you. And Jesus said, when darkness come upon you, you're not going to know where you're going. That's the reason why so many people are confused, because they want to have one foot in righteousness and another foot in sin. They want their own way. They don't want nobody to tell them nothing. They're unteachable. Somebody unteachable always got a response, always got an explanation. John 12:46, I am come a light into the world that whosoever believes on me should not abide in darkness. Jesus said, I don't want you living in darkness. He said, I came into the world. He said, I am come into the world so that you would not live in darkness. So Jesus came to bring us the light. The light is the revelation of who God is and what his plan is for our life. I'm so glad that Jesus came into the world to give us the light. Amen. We can walk in that light. The light belongs to us. Amen. Because darkness is of the devil. How many of y'all know darkness is of the devil? Ephesians 6:12 says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. There are evil, demonic beings that the Bible calls the rulers of the darkness. So when you walk in darkness, guess, you come under their influence and under their control, because they are the rulers of the darkness of this world. When Jesus said, follow after me and you won't walk in darkness. In other words, the rulers of the darkness of this world won't be able to come upon you and to put you in bondage and deceive you and to keep you out of the will of God. How many of y'all see that? Everybody say, the rulers of the darkness of this world. This world is under a spirit of darkness. And we have to learn how to not live under it. We have to learn how to live in the light. Amen? Colossians 1:13 says this here, and I like this one here. Everybody ought to learn this scripture here. Colossians 1:13 says, who have delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Amen? Glory to God. Notice here, he didn't say he's trying to deliver you. He might deliver you. He could deliver you. He will one day deliver you. That ain't what this scripture says. This scripture says, who have delivered us from the power of darkness. How many of y'all been delivered from the power of darkness? I've been delivered. See, I'm not trying to get delivered from it. You know how you get delivered from it? You say you're delivered. You come under Jesus' authority. You submit yourself to him. You surrender your life to him. And you say, Lord, my life belongs to you right now. That's why I love Colossians 1. When I think about it, who have delivered me, I ain't trying to get delivered. I'm not under the power and the authority of the devil. I'm not going to walk in darkness. I want obedience. I want love. I want joy. I want the freedom, glory to God. I want to walk in the truth, glory to God. Truth is what sets you free. The Bible says, listen at this right here. The Bible says, Matthew 4:16, the people which sat in darkness saw a great light. And to them which sat in the region and the shadow of death, light is sprung up. What did God do? God sent a light into this dark world. Bible says those that sat in darkness saw a great light. I'm going to tell you this. People all around Central Louisiana sitting in darkness. And they waiting on somebody to bring the light. That's all they waiting on, is the light to show up. Because there's so many people confused, oppressed, bound. You know, you understand? Bound by the devil, depressed. I mean, all kind of problems in their life. And what they need is somebody that is acquainted and knows the light intimately. That you can bring light to a dark situation. I mean, you know, the word is a lamp for our feet, a light. See, the word is light. Glory to God. Now, let me give you five things here regarding our assignment in relationship to the light. Our assignment is found in the Bible. Acts 26:18. How many of y'all knew I was going there? Acts 26:18. Jesus told the Apostle Paul, gave him this assignment, same thing the Lord spoke to me. He said, to open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light. That's what your assignment is, to turn people from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, that they might receive forgiveness of sins, that's reaching the lost, and inheritance among them that are sanctified by faith that's in me. That's feeding the sheep. That's our assignment right there. To turn people from darkness to light. That means you got to know you are anointed by God.